Today's daf is daf chafei. So we were in the middle of a discussion regarding the machlokis and the mishnah of Yehuda and the chachamim, debating whether or not Rabbi Yehuda actually argued on chachamim or they were just qualifying the chachamim. To just remind ourselves, chachamim say that mesachik b'kubya is pasul the edus. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only if they have no other umnus. But if they have another umnus, they have another profession, another source of income, so then they would not be disqualified. So do Chachamim agree to that? That also, if there's another profession, Mesachik B'Kubya would be Kashreid? Or no, across the board, Mesachik B'Kubya is always possible for Chachamim. And the reason is because even if he has another job, since it's a smachta, smach l'kanya, when I give the money, I never really intend on losing. I don't think I'm going to lose. So when you take the money from me, that's stealing, whether or not I have another profession or not. So that's the discussion, whether Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Chachamim or argues. So the Gemara now says five lines down, Chafei Amin Aleph, below Pligi, is there no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim? Would anyone ever say that they agree to each other? That there, so Gemara says, Vahatani, the Brayta tells us that Bein Sheyesh Lo Umnus Shelohu, Bein She'ein Lo Umnus Elohu, whether he has some other profession, or whether this is the only source of income, namely Mesach B'Kubya, Harei's apostle. So even if he has another profession, he's still apostle. So you see, it's not about being involved in other tikkun olam or yeshiva olam. Rather, it's always considered a smachta, and therefore, even if I got another job, I got a tremendous amount of real estate, and I'm gambling, I'm still disqualified from gambling because everyone's a smachta, everyone thinks they're going to win, and lokani, it's gzela across the board. So we clearly see that there's an opinion out there that it is possible. That must be the shita of the chachamim, this brisa. The Gemara says no. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfoni. This Bryce is a Das Yachid referring to Rabbi Yehuda, who's quoting Rabbi Tarfon. He detanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Li'olam ein echad mehem nazir l'fisha lo nitnas naziris el afla. In order to become a nazir, it has to be afla. Afla means it has to be a decisive statement, decisive situation. What's the scenario? The scenario Rashi explained that two people are sitting down, they see a guy passing by. One guy says, that guy passing by is a nazir. And the other guy says, no, the guy's not a Nazir. So one's right, one's wrong. So the one guy says, I'm a Nazir if I'm right. The other guy says, I'm a Nazir if I'm right. And there's all these different cases here. And the Gemara ends up saying that, according to one Tanakhama, it says, right, rather, so one guy says, if neither one of you are Nazir, I'm a Nazir. Both you are Nazir, I'm a Nazir. All these wild statements. Ritarfon says, no one in that case is a Nazir. Because you can't be a Nazir based on Safik. It has to be Vadi. You have to be very clear that you're Nazir if he's a Vadi, that he is a Vadi Nazir. It can't be dependent on some level of Tanai. So we see from Rabbi Tarfon, that Rabbi Yehuda quotes, that he says that a smachta is lo kanya. You have to have full das for a Nazir to take effect. You need full das for a kinyan to take effect. A smachta is not considered good enough kinyan. So that's Dafka Rabbi Yehuda who quotes Rabbi Tarfon, who the whole issue is a smachta, but that's a das yachin. Our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda himself and Tanakhama are not arguing. They think Mesach B'Kubya has nothing to do with a smachta at all. Has to simply do with, is a person familiar with Masa Matan? Does he have a job that he knows how business works in order for him to be a judge or to be an aide? That's how the Gemara concludes. Two dots. Malva Beribis, the Mishnah had said, is possible. One who lends on interest is disqualified from testifying or being a judge. Amarava Lova Beribis Possel Leidis. A guy who borrows on interest is also going to be possible Leidis. Why is he possible Leidis? So the Rashi explains here, Lova Beribis Possel Leidis, the Kaimalanha Malva Vahalova over and below Sase. Both the one who lends and even the borrower who's the victim here, if you will, he gets a lav. Because he needs the money, he's desperate, so he's willing to take out interest even. So it's exactly, he's a lo sachmon, he's by mamon as well. So he loves the money. Ma'avir al das, he's going to violate. He's violating Isser because he needs the loan. Havle kirasha de chamas, the overnami alosa se mipnei chimin mamon. So that's why Lova is disqualified as well. So Gemara says, how could Rava say a lova is possible? Ha'anan Tanan, the Mishnah says, Dafka Malva Beribis is possible, implying that a lova Beribis is actually, even though he violates a lav, he maybe it would be a kosher aid. So the Mishnah, Gemara says, no, our Mishnah doesn't say Malva Beribis, it says Milva Haba Beribis. It could be, I'm not sure they say Milva or Malva, but any type of loan, I think it should be Milva, right? They say Milva here, the Milva, a loan that comes about with interest, whether or not there's a Malva or the Lova, both parties were involved in this Milva, and this loan would be disqualified from testifying or judging. Gemara quotes now a story by Benitus, who Rashi explains was like a bank. He had a lot of money, he would lend money out.
And one time, Asidu Bei Trey Sadi, two Edim testified against him. Chad Amar Kamai Didid, one guy says, in front of me, Ozif Beribsa, I witnessed that Barbintis, he had lent money on interest. And Chad Amar Lididi Ozif Beribsa, and the other guy says, yeah, he lent it to me. So you've got two Edim now who testified about Barbintis that he lent money by interest, Beribis. So he's an apostle. So Gemara says, Pasli, they disqualified Pasli Raval of Barbintis. They disqualified Barbintis from ever being a lova, rather an aid or a dayan, because they're to aid him that he was lending beribis. So Gemara says, "Vaha Rava hu damar lova beribis pasul aidis." So doesn't Rava hold a guy who borrows beribis, he is a pasul? Vahavale Rasha. So now the guy says, "Yeah, he lent me on interest. So now I'm a lova beribis. I'm pasul to aid. I can't testify against him now." And Havalei Rasha, Torah Amr, the Torah says, "I'll touch this Rasha aid." You can't allow Rasha to be an aid. So when I testify, yeah, he lent me money, I can be one of the aids, because by me borrowing an interest, I'm now possible aid this. So there's only one aid against Barbinitos. So the Gemara says, "Rava Latame, Rava Lashitaso, Dama Rava Adam Karov Eitel Atma Vein Adam Mesim Atma Rasha." When I testified about myself, I cannot testify about myself. I cannot make myself into a Rasha. So therefore, we say Palginan Dibura. I am trusted with respect to saying that he lent money on interest. To say lent it to me, that I'm the recipient, that much we don't accept. So therefore my aidus stand, and we have two aidim against Barbinutos, that is possible, he cannot be an aid or a dime. Gemara now says, Ahu tif tavcha. There's once a butcher, the ishtakach denafka trefasa mituse yadeh, that he once had sold treif meat. Pasli Rav Nachman, they disqualified him, he can no longer be a shochet, v'avre, and he lost, he was removed from his position as a shochet. Also, so what did the shochet do? Rabbi, he grew his nails, the tofer, his hair and nails, he grew it, and Rashi explains he would grow this to be menavah himself, to make himself look disgusting, in order to do tshuva. So Savar Rav Nachman, l'ach shurei, Rav Nachman thought, oh, what a pious yid, so he must be doing tshuva, let's reinstate him as the shochet. Amalei Rava says, wait one second, you can't just do that so simply. Duma Arume Kama'ari. Maybe he's playing games. He's trying to put on a show here that look how frum I am. I've got long payas now. I'm wearing a bekasha. Look how frum I am. So that's not true. You have to really know that he's honest about this. The way a person looks is not necessarily the correct impression that he is. So Elamai Takanti, what's the fix? So the guy's stuck forever? So Kedrav Idi Baravin, the Amalei Rav Idi Baravin, HaChoshira HaTreif, was a person who is, we're concerned that he's selling treif. Ain lanu takana. The only takana he has is ad sheyelech lemakom shein makir noso. He has to go to a place where nobody recognizes him. The riff adds in. He has to wear black and really dress up like he's mourning. And v'yachse what? Exactly. Very good. Yep. V'yachse aveda bedaver chashiv. And he has to find the davar chashiv, a diamond ring, and he has that taiva to keep it. And he returns the davar chashiv. So that's we know he's done tshuva. Oh, sheyotzi treifa mitachas yada bedaver chashiv mishalo. Or a situation where I'm not sure how he's going to get this position, but he has a trefa, and he says, really expensive meat here, and he decides to, I'll just throw it out. So you have to see, he has to give up something willingly where the money has to be mida k'neged mida. The fact that he grows his payas long, his hair long, his nails long, is not indicative that he has changed from his chemdas mamon. If he gives up an opportunity to make a lot of money, and he doesn't violate the iser, that's the only clarity we have that he has done proper tshuva.
Like this,
yeah, for sure.
So he has to go to Makom Acher.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's brought down in halacha here.
Yeah.
Fine. Gemara now says, Mafriach Yonim, the Mishnah had said, Mafriach Yonim, people who fly doves are going to be considered a possible Eidus. So, my Mafriach Yonim, what does this mean? Hacha Targumu, they explain, Itekadmi Yonech Liavan. So they're making a race. If your Yonah beats my Yonah, we have a race from here to there. So then we'll have a wager here, and whoever was Yonah wins gets to keep the pot. So that's the first understanding. And Rabbi Chama Bar Oshaya Amar Ara. What's an Ara? So Rashi explains here that it's a type of animal that's Malumad Lahavin Yonim Mimukomam Lebes Bailam Al Karachan. Some type of animal that would attract the Yonim to come from other places, from the where they live, whoever owns these Yonim. And it's Yeshvan Gezel, you're stealing them. What does it say an Ara is? Is it an English translation?
Decoy.
A decoy. Okay, so I thought some type of animal, some decoy they'd have, maybe a fake Yonah to attract the other Yonahs from other my neighbors' Yonahs to come to my property, and that's going to be stealing. So the Gemara says, so is it about a race, about wagering? Is it a race, or is it about stealing my friend, my neighbor's Yonah? The Gemara says, Man damar, the one who says that if mafricha yonah means itikadme yonech li yonah, that if your yonah beats my yonah in this race, I'll pay you money, or vice versa. So my time alo amar ara, why didn't he say ara? Why didn't he have this case of a decoy of trying to catch and steal my neighbor's yonah? Amar lacha ara, mipnei darcha shalom ba'alma. Taking my friend's yonah is only b'darcha shalom. That's not really gzela, because birds are free to go. So the fact that the birds go every day to his backyard, he attracted them with some bird feeder. He doesn't really own them. The yonah is a free bird. So now I have just, you know, I've redirected the owners to my backyard now. That's darche shalom, which again, we would say not to do. It's darche shalom. You don't want to get into any fights with your neighbors, but that's not really gzela. So that would not be any grounds to disqualify a person from being an aide or a dayan. So it's not an issue. And that's why they explained it's a race about the racing back and forth. If I owe you money, it's going to be issues of asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya, or it's going to be issues of that I'm not involved in the tikkun olam. So that's why I prefer to itikad me yonach liyonan. What about the one who says mandamar ara? The one who says it's a decoy to try and attract the yonim that are hanging out in your backyard. My time alo amar. Why didn't they explain the other svara of itikad me yonach liyonan? That's about a race between our two yonas here. Because he says amar le haynu masachet bekubya. It's the same thing. Whether it's gambling with dice, gambling with birds, gambling whatever you're gambling, it's all the same idea. So we already have the disqualification of masachet bekubya. Why having a second one of mafricha yonim? So he explains, you need to teach both cases. They're both, even if you assume they're both about gambling, idach tana tola bedas atmo, tana tola bedas yono. There's two types of gambling. One gambling is where I'm relying on my own chachma, my own wisdom, my own skills, and the other ones I'm relying on the yona's skills. So what's the difference? Srichi, you need to teach both cases that both types of gambling are possible, or possible of the person. If you taught me the case that if I am gambling with dice and or cards, would I know the chachma? So then, there I'm not willing, when I give the money in the pot, I'm not willing to give it the money because I'm going to tell myself, I'm going to say, Kimli Benavshay, I know myself well. I know this game much better than that guy on the other side of the table. I know poker, I could count cards. There's no way I'm losing. So when I put the money up front, I'm not really planning on losing that money. About the das yona, aim alone. But the yona, they're animals. I don't really have control over the yona. So therefore, when I give the money up, I really am giving the money up. I don't think I'm going to win necessarily. It's a 50-50 chance. In that case, maybe shouldn't be any type of gambling. It wouldn't disqualify me. Tashma, that no, it does disqualify me. Even the mafricha yonim. And what about the opposite? Itan, if we only taught the case of mafricha yonim, which is a case of tola badas yona, where it depends on the yona's das of willing to go faster, or rather, are you faster or not? Well, the amr, I'm going to tell myself, benak shetalya milsa. It depends on nak. Rashi says they used to have like these two panels of wood. They used to hit them together, make this noise, and flap them. Talya milsa. V'ana yadana l'anak shetfei. I know how to attract the yonah much better than the guy over there, so I'll do it much better. I'm certainly going to win. When I put the money down, I don't plan on losing that money. About tola badas atma, when I trust myself, dice, it's all luck. It's all random. Same low. So therefore, when I put the money up, I think it's 50-50. I lose. I'm not really expecting to win the pot necessarily. Tzricha, even in the case of Masachet Bekubya, I am possible the Edus and Dayanus.
So horse racing would be awesome.
For sure, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I once went to horse racing when I was in PwC. They took us to one of these outings, the employee outings. They took us to horse racing here in Queens. So I'm the only one who didn't put any money down. I sat there just watching the horses run. And,
even American car.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. Well, it depends how you pass it also, by the way. What?
Nothing to do with the yid against the yid.
You're not
taking anything from a person when you put money down for horse racing.
Right. So again, it's true. If it's another non-Jew there, so we can't steal from a non-Jew either, even midirabanan. The question is whether smachta lokani would apply to a non-Jew as well, taking from them. It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Mark is stealing from you.
Right. Like, no, you put it in. Yeah, you put it in. Anyways, fine.
Sorry.
Gemara says Macy ve. Gemara asks Masachet Bekubya Elu Heina Masachim B'Piv Pispisin. So it's who's a Masachet Bekubya? Those who play with Pispisin. What's Pispisin? Rashi explained that these chips are wood chips. I don't know exactly. What?
Wooden cubes.
Okay. Velo bepispisin belvad amru, not only with these wooden cubes, ela filo klipe agozim, even if you're going to use walnut shells or whatever you're using for the dice.
Chips.
Chips, okay, chips. Yeah. Beklipe rimonim, or the
the pomegranate peels. So that all the types of gambling, whatever you're using, it's all same gambling. The emasai chazarasan, what's considered a chazara, what's considered a tshuva, that you're now kasher le'edus. Mishishperu es pispisayim, when you break all your wooden cubes, all the klipei rimonim and klipei agozim, you get rid of all the different tools used. V'yachsu behen chazara gemur, and there's a full chazara. What's a full chazara mean? Not only do you break what you used, but even you did a chazara, de'afilu bechidim lo avdim. You don't even do it. You don't even play fantasy football without money, just for fun. That even that's usher. You don't play poker just for fun. That's when there's a complete chazar. It's really going to, you know, to one of these gambling anonymous types of things where you say, I'm not going to come even close to it. I'm not going to even come close to the bottle of wine. Whatever it is, you go to the complete opposite extreme. That's the only way to do a real tshuva, a real therapy on any of these types of addictions. And then the Gemara says, Malva Beribis, person who lends money on interest, Echad HaMalva VeEchad HaLova, whether the guy's borrowing, whether the guy's lending, they're both possible. Emes Ay Chazarasan, when is there a complete Chazara, Tshuva? Mishikru Es Shtarein, when you tear up the documents, Yichazu Behen Chazara Gemur, and you do a complete Chazara. What's a complete chazar with respect to ribis? Afilu l'nachvi l'mozvi. You don't even lend money to a nachvi, even stam lending, not even ribis. You don't lend money, you're not involved in lending or borrowing at all. Mafricha yonim, elu shememarin es hayonim. So mafricha yonim is, what's memarin es hayonim mean? It's a situation where Rashi explains here that you are you cause them to fight, chicken fights. So that's velo yonim bilvad, amru el afil behem achai ve'of, even having animals, having bullfights, having whatever animal you want, dog fights, cat fights, whatever it is, that is going to be usher as well. You're betting on who's going to win. When you break the pygmaeum, which is referring to the panels of wood that you flap together, so that you break them, you break all the different tools you'd be using for this game and this gambling, and then you have to do yichazu behen chazar gemur. You need a complete turnaround. What's a complete turnaround with respect to the horse? These types of fighting. The afilu b'midbar nami lo'avdi. You don't even do this in the desert. Where Rashi explains the lo shchichi yonim di yishuv, you don't have the no one else's yon is there, no one owns it. Everything is all complete hefker there. So then the Gemara says, what about sochrei shvius? We say in the Mishnah that's also possible. Elu shenosin venosin meperish shvius. A person who's doing business with shvius. The halacha is you can't do business. You can't make money off of perish shvius. So guys are selling them and buying them. So what does he have to do? Emasai chazarasan. When does he get tshuva for this iser? Mishitagiyah shvius acharis v'yivdulu. When the next shmita comes around and he doesn't get involved in any of that business, that tells us there's a complete tshuva here. Bamru Rav Nechemia lo chazaras devarim bilvad amru el chazaras mamon. It's not enough to simply just say that I'm not going to do it ever again. You actually have to return all the money and the fruit that you took when you did business with. So the Gemara now says, Ketan, how does this work? Omer, he says that Ani Ploni Bar Ploni Kinasi Masaim Zuz Beperu Shvius. I had made $200 profit off of Shvius fruits. Harehen Nesunin Bimatanir Lanim. I'm giving them as a gift to the poor. So this is a long bryce about how to do a complete Chazara Gemura, a Tshuva Gemura. So Gemara pulls out of this, what would be interested in this bryce? What was the Kashya? Katani Mias, what we see one line here is that Behema, that the idea of a Behema, that part of the Mafricha Yonim applies to a Behema as well. So Bishma, I understand the mandamar itikad me leonach leonan hain mishachas lebehema. If you understood the problem of Mavricha Yonim is races, you could have, just like you could have bird races, you could have horse races, you could have any animal races. So it makes sense how not only Mavricha Yonim, but even behemas. Alman damar ara, the one who thinks it's an issue of a decoy, where you're going to attract the neighbors, Yonim, behema bas hachihi. Is this true? Is it going to be such a situation? Rashi explains here that hainu de mishachas le, sorry, bas hachihu, shetavi behemos habar lebesa. So what's going on? How are you going to bring animals into your yard? They're going to be running away from the wild animals. They're not going to just come into your house just like that. And the Gemara says, and you find such a case, Bishur Habar, which is, Rashi says, similar to a chaya. Rashi explains, Shur Habar is domil a chaya. V'megalo bebeis, if you raise this type of ox in your house, holich midbaros, this animal is going to go out to the desert. Umate chayos levalachav, it's going to be able to bring in wild animals, because it looks like a wild animal, so it will be able to track the other wild animals. V'yesh behen geza mipnei darach hasham, shemevi osa min habibarim. He brings out these wild animals from the other people's properties into your house. So the Gemara now says, Ukman Damar has to be the one who holds Shura Bar Min Behemahu. That it has to be an example of a min behema, the Tanan Shur Bar min Abehemahu, Rabbi Yossi Amar Minchai. There's a machlokas how to classify a Shur Habar. Is it an animal? Is it a wild animal? Or is it a domesticated animal here? So the point is that how are you ever going to attract wild animals, a chaya, from outside? So again, using the Shur Habar, which is a type of chaya, can be, or type of behema, but it looks like a chaya, can somehow attract the chayos into your house. So you have such a thing. Fine. The Gemara now says, Tana. So our Mishnah already established a number of examples of Apostle Edis, Masachim Bukubya, Socho Ishvius, and Mafri Chayonim. The Gemara now quotes a Brayis that's Tana, Hosifu Alein, they add on, HaGazlanim VaHachamsonim. Gazlanim are people who do Gzela, and a Chamson is a person who forces someone to sell him and he pays money for it, but he forces the guy to sell. Even that Chamson will be considered Apostle. So Gemara says, Gazlanim, that was Hosifu, a Gazan Zeraisahu. That's an Issa Deraisa to steal. So of course he's going to be Apostle on the Deraisa level. What's the Hosifu of the Chachamim? So Gemara says, Lod Nitzucha, this was only needed. The addition of the Gazlanim is referring to stealing from the Metzias Cherishot Vekotan. The Cherish or Shot Vekotan finds a Metzia on the floor and they pick it up, so he doesn't really acquire that Metzia. And we say, leave it alone, let him keep it, because of Dar Chesham, don't get into fights with him or his father. Let him have it. He's a little kid. But that's only a Gzela Midirabanan. That was a type of a Hosafa. That, even that Gazlan would be disqualified. The Gemara says, Mi Kara Savar, initially they thought, Metzias Cherish Shot Vekotan Lo Shchichi. It's not very common to have a katan to find an object on the floor, and then for him to pick it up to have someone steal it from him, since it was a very unlikely scenario, they weren't goes there. Or ni inami v'nei darche shalom ba'alma, or is taking from a katan only darche shalom, so it's not really going to disqualify the guy who takes it from him. It shouldn't be possible. But in the end, the cave into chazi, the sof sof mamonahu, the kashakle, sorry, I skipped a line here. It came to chazi, the sof sof mamonahu, the kashakle, pasini rabbanim. Since at the end of the day, they saw they were taking money for this, that these people, not only were they taking Dar Cheshal Metzias from Katan, but they were taking advantage, even taking their own Mamon. So then they said, wait a second, this is getting way too far here, and we're going to disqualify even a person who steals from a Metzias Katan.
What are they doing?
I think at the end of the day, they were stealing money even from the Katanim. A Metzia, that's not really his, it wasn't so Loshchicha, but the Mammon, they had to go to his pocket and pickpocket him. And that would be more of a problem, so therefore they disqualified all types of Gazlanim, even the Gazlan of a Metzias Katan. So what about a Chamson? Gemara says, a Chamson initially made Kara, they felt, Savar, Dame Kayahiv, a cry by Almahu. It's so unlikely, a guy is going to force someone to, here, I want your watch, but I'll give you $200 for it. Such an unlikely case that that's ever going to happen here. The guy gives money. It's a cry ba'alma. We're not going to go there in a milsa de lo shchicha. But kevan de chazi de kachatvi gazi be'rabanim. Once they started seeing that these people themselves were starting to actually grab it and they weren't even paying money at all, it led to real gzela. So then they give her goes there on even a chamsan as well. Rashi says, look at Rashi, kevan de chazi de chatvi v'shakli. Once these chamsanim, who were very nice people, I want your watch, but here's $200. He's a nice robber, but that led to kolmer dafilu dami kayahiva astili de gazlanis. It's going to lead to real gzela. The next time he takes a guy's watch, he won't even pay the guy. And since chamsan will lead to gzela, they disqualified even a chamsan from Edus. Gemara now says, Tana od hosifa lehem. They added a further, Brisa added a further psulim, harowin, hagabayim, v'muchsin. A shepherd, a gabbai, and a muchsin. What's a gabbai? Gabbai is a guy who collects taxes, and muchsin, a guy who's more of he collects tolls, roads, it seems, and streets and bridges. So why are these people puzzle? So rowin made kara, shepherds initially, safra akrai ba'alma. Who? It was just just once in a while he'll take his sheep into the other guy's yard, but it's not a common thing, and therefore there was no need to go there. To Posel, rather. The cave and the chaz of the Mechavne, Vishadu lecharchila gazu b'rabanim. But then they started to notice the shepherds were taking advantage. You know, that guy's got nice grass. Go to his backyard. He went out to work today. Go to his backyard. Go to that backyard. And they're doing this very intentionally, very, very much b'mezid. So then they disqualified Rohim from testifying or from Dayanus. Then Hagabai, what about the tax collectors? Vamuchsim, Meikara Savar, Maidikitle, Kashakli. They would take, the king says, take this X amount of money from Reuben and X amount of money from Shimon. So they did what they're supposed to be doing. They did nothing wrong. But came in the Chazad, the Kashakli, Yisera, once they noticed that these tax collectors were taking more than they were supposed to take, so then Paslinu, that their Chachamim had disqualified them. So Amar Rava, Rava now says, Roa Shamru, a Roa that says, that we spoke of, Echad Roa Behemadaka, Echad Roa Behemagasa, whether he's an animal, a small animal, whether it's a big animal, Mi Amar Rava, fine. Well, that's all type of Roas are going to be disqualified. So Mi Amar Rava, does Rava really say Hachi? Does it really say this? Vaha Amar Rava, Roa Behemadaka, Beritisel, Poslin, Bechutzlarts, Ksherin. When it comes to a small animal, such as a sheep, only a person who raises a sheep in Eretz Yisrael is possible, but who raises a sheep in Chutz La'aretz is actually kosher. And a Roa Behemah Gasa, a large animal, let's say a cattle, so Afilu Be'eretz Yisrael Ksheirin, even in Eretz Yisrael is kosher. So we see that Behemah, let's focus on Eretz Yisrael for a moment, Behemah Gasa is kosher. Roa Behemah Daka, rather, Roa Behemah Gasa is kosher in Eretz Yisrael. But just above, Rava said, any type of roa is possible, even a roa of a behemah gasa. So there's a stira. Gemara says, Ahu, b'megadlin itmar. When we said a roa behemah gasa of cattle is kosher, we're talking about a situation where he raises them in his house. He's not taking them outside. So just look at, they're not taking them outside. And therefore, that's why it's kosher. But if he's taking them, if he's a behemah daka, rather, behemah gasa, a roa behemah gasa that's outside, so then in a chanami he would be pasul. And how chanami mistaver, it's very sensible to say this. Midikatani, we saw yesterday's daf, the Mishnah taught us that neman alai shloshu rebakar. The Mishnah was talking about kibla alayu. The guy says neman al abba, neman al avicha, neman al shloshu rebakar. So shloshu rebakar, those are three herdsmen who are watching over this cattle. So therefore, we see that normally they would be pasul. For Dayanim, it's only if you accept Kibla Lai would they be kosher. So my love, Le'edis is not referring to Edis, that they're not kosher Le'edis. Why says Lo Ledina? It's referring to their Pasul Adin. Only if you accept them are they kosher to Din. But maybe Edis Eina Chanami, they would be kosher. And Dekanami, it's also very precise to say that Shloshi Roi Bakar are only Pasul Adin, but not to Edis. Why? Because the Katani Shloshi Roi Bakar says three. Now, v'ilaidis shlosh lomli. Why does it say three? You don't need three for aidis. Elamai ladina. It must be saying that the shloshi roi bakar are normally pasul adin unless you accept kibul alayu. So my iria shloshi roi bakar kobe tlasa de logamir dina nami hachi. So why does it specify shloshi roi bakar? Any three people who don't know din are not kashal aid. So I should say shloshi stam anashim are kashal adin. You and I can't judge adin because we're not we don't know choshe mishpa well. So how come it says Shloshi Roi Bakar? Anyone, any Inish Ba'alma would be possible. Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Afilu Hani Delo Shchichi B'Yishuv. Even those people who are not found B'Yishuv, and Rashi explains here, that means that they don't see, they don't hear, they don't know anything about business. They're out in the farms, out grazing in the grass. These people know nothing, even though they're most extreme. You and I, we know business a little bit. We don't know the law, but we know how business works, so we're more familiar. So that I can understand. If you accept, they accept us as Dayanim, that makes sense. But three guys who are spending their life in the mountains, know nothing about business, to accept them, even Shloshi Roi Bakar will be kosher for din. That's the chiddush is telling us here. But with respect to Edus, we have no raya from this Mishnah that Stam Roi Bakar are necessarily possible or not. The distinction we do have, though, from the Gemara, even though you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah, is that Rava holds, if you raise them in your house, the Behemah Gasa, then you are kosher. But if you raise the Behemah Gasa outside, so then there's a chashash, you're taking other people's property, and would be usher. Gemara now says, let's get to the, we'll quickly get to the top of Chavav, I think. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Stam Roa Pasul. A Stam Roa, a Stam Shepherd is going to be Pasul. If we don't know any better, we assume he's Pasul. A Stam Gabai Kasher, Stam Tax Collector, we assume he's Kasher, unless we know that he's not Kasher. So Avua de Rabbi Zeira, the father of Rabbi Zeira, you can learn a lot about his father, and why Rabbi Zeira became Rabbi Zeira. Look at this Maisa. Avid Gvusa Tleisa Shonim. He was actually a Gabai. He was a tax collector for 13 years. And Kiava Asereish Nahara Lemasa, when the head of the river would come to check how many people were there to know how much, you know, to check the census, the population, to know how much money he should be expected to get paid. So then Kiava Chazer Rabbanan, when the father, when Aviv of Rabbi Zeira saw the rabbis, he says, you know, this Reish Nahara is coming. Amalu, he would tell the rabbis, Leich Ami Bo Bechaderecha, go from me and go hide out. So he doesn't count you as part of the census.
And then when the father Reb Zeira Kiava Chaza Inish Demasa, he saw people from the city who were not Talmidei Chachamim. Amar, he said to them, Reish Nara Also Demasa, the head of the river is coming, the head of the city is coming, go, go, go. Va'inna Nachis Abba Lefum Bara Ubra Lefum Abba. And now the shechting the father in front of the son and the son in front of the father, meaning they're going to collect a lot of money. So look out, they're collecting a lot of money, hide out. So he told everyone to hide out. And the whole city was empty, it was a desolate. And the Reish Nara Masa comes around, and he's looking around from door to door, no one's there. So Kiasi, when he comes, the father, Rebbe Zeira, says to him, Mimani Bayu, who are you looking for money? There's no one here to collect from, the place is dead. So that's what he did. Okay. So unfortunately, you can learn a lot of bad things from this also. Yeah. But Kinichanavshe, when he died, when the father of Zeri died, Amr Lahu, they said to him that Shekula Tleser Mea Ditzarli Besidina, the 13 coins I have hidden in my sadin, in my pouch here, Hajulhu Leplana should be given to Ploni, the Shaklina Binai Velo Etzarchle, that I collected from him and I didn't really need it. So this is what Rabbi Zeri said to his family. I collect this money from so and so, I never really needed it, please return it back to the family. So you see an idea of tax evasion here. Not something to be learned, and based on other halachas, one cannot steal from the government by any means. How to explain this?